With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to a special edition of the Pocket Lint podcast. I'm Rick Henderson, and it's been Home Security Week on PocketLint.com over the last 7 days. So we dedicate this podcast to all things smart and secure. Coming up later, Deputy Editor Britta O'Boyle will be joining me to reveal her top tips, tricks, and things to remember when setting up a smart home security system. I'll also be talking to Swan Security's Kevin Chandler about the rise of smart cameras and devices and how they can benefit our homes. But first, a few years ago, Pocket Lint's own Cam Bunton discovered firsthand how video doorbell technology can help catch burglars, and he's here now to tell us all about it. Sorry to bring it up again, Cam, but tell us more on what happened.
So, it was, didn't want to make a long story out of it, I guess, but it was one of those summers where it was really hot. We'd had the windows open all day and obviously forgot to check that they were all shut at night time. What we didn't know at the time was that there was people going around the back roads of the rural areas where we used to live, just opportunistically breaking into people's houses and stealing stuff, stealing their car keys and then coming back to get their cars later. And unfortunately, we were one of those that were picked. Our house got burgled. That meant obviously with the kind of stuff that I have lying around with my job, that meant a lot of tech was taken from my office. Fortunately, like you said, I had a video doorbell installed primarily so that when I had deliveries, if I wasn't in the house, I could chat to the delivery driver to tell them that I wasn't there and they could leave the parcel with a neighbor or whatever I need to do. It actually came into its own as a security camera because that caught the face of the person who broke into our house, and it enabled the police to then recognize them and arrest them and then charge them. So in the end, it kind of worked really well for that. To the point where I actually caught up with the police officer a few years later. He was knocking around our neighborhood for something else, and he told me he'd actually got one installed because of that. So, yeah, it did its job, basically.
Did you actually recover anything? I can't remember personally.
Well, we recovered our car, but none of the tech, no. Because what happened was they'd actually got, like I mentioned, they took the keys. We hadn't realized they took our spare car keys and then came back 2 nights later and took the car. But thankfully, the car we actually managed to recover. But no, none of the tech was ever found. So there was 20 odd phones somewhere in North Wales with no owner, or they've just been dumped somewhere. I don't really know.
And dodgy versions of Android on them. Yeah, more likely, because they were more likely review samples. Yeah. But am I right in remembering it that the burglar actually sort of like went right up to the Ring doorbell because they didn't quite
recognize what it was? Obviously, no, exactly. And I think at the time it was either the first or the second generation Ring doorbell. It might have been the first. And obviously at that time they weren't really advertised on the TV. People didn't really have them on their homes. It's not something you see everywhere, so we didn't know to look for it. So what had happened was he'd found the obviously he'd gone in through the window to begin with and then opened the front door from the inside, and then his mate had come round through the front door, and that was the one, because there was two of them that came round that night, and it was the second guy that his face was literally right up to the camera and it caught him. And obviously the doorbells have night vision and infrared, so you can see the face quite clearly in black and white. So yeah, he obviously didn't know it was there.
The other thing that I suggest to people, because just about every single since your burglary, not only have I got a video doorbell, every single member of my family now has one as well. And the thing that I always recommend is that don't necessarily just put it where your existing doorbell is. Genuinely think that how that camera works. Yeah. And where you should place it. Now, is that something that you consider? Because, of course, you moved since.
Yes.
So is that something you always consider now, rather than just because people would obviously a doorbell is a doorbell, but this isn't a doorbell. This is a security camera.
Yeah, exactly.
So should you consider where you can spy on the on how you can look at all of the angles for where someone can sneak to, for example?
Yeah, I would think so. Obviously, you still want it in an easy place where you can press it to get attention near the door. But yeah, ideally, you place it somewhere where you've got a nice wide angle view of as much as possible from the front of your house. So that you can see everything, because I think when I placed my first one, half of the view was maybe blocked off a little bit by a house wall, so it was only really showing half of the view. So if I'd thought about it at the time, I probably would have moved it somewhere to have a better view of the front of the house. But yeah, I think you're right. I think it's something that I've definitely done since, like, our current one, we're pretty close to a main road, and so we can see everything that comes to the house. Even to the point where recently we actually caught a few 13-year-old knock-a-door ditchers who decided to have fun at 11 o'clock at night on our estate. So that was quite funny.
Yeah, we've had a few of those as well. Yeah. The other thing that I've experienced is actually I've had the police come knocking on the door because there's been a fight at a neighbour's house and someone got quite seriously injured.
Yeah.
From someone that nobody really knew. It wasn't like that they knew the person. And we actually had caught them through the motion.
Wow.
So the police managed to get that footage from us to help them in that crime.
Yeah.
I mean, genuinely, I feel that, you know, obviously they are a good deterrent for sure. That's because now there's no doubt about it, but criminals do recognise them and do tend to steer clear from houses that have them. But also, they can come in handy for way more than just crime. There's also, as you said before, there's that speaking to a delivery guy.
Yeah.
And there's that sense of just a peace of mind. However, the one thing, and this is my point, is can they also be slightly a little bit intrusive in your life in the respect that when I go on holiday, I'm almost always on my phone looking at my living room.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think it's funny because obviously when I'd been through that whole event and we'd been burgled, obviously then you're in a state of heightened anxiety and you're worried that it can happen again, even though technically, I guess, it's very unlikely to happen to you again because of the odds of it all. So at that time, I was like, I need to put cameras everywhere around my house, inside my house. But my wife just won't have them in the house at all. So thankfully, I don't have anything installed inside my house. But outside, yeah, it is peace of mind. I always check. If I'm away, I'll check and I'll make sure that there's nothing happening at the house from outside the house, at least. But yeah, I don't know. It's a funny one.
So that's how a specific smart device can actually prove useful in a real-world situation. But what about other devices and instances? There are plenty on the market, and I recently caught up with Swan's senior marketing manager, Kevin Chandler, to find out about the global tech company's smart home products and how to secure your home in general. I started by asking him how the concept of the smart home has improved home security.
I'd probably say convenience more than anything else. Sort of used to be a product, particularly something like CCTV or cameras for your home, that was almost stuck behind needing a specialist installer, or it was considered a specialist product and you'd need to be in the know to be able to get what you're after. But where smart home products has come out now, it's made it all a lot simpler, and it's so much easier now for a customer to find a simple product that doesn't need loads of wires or cables or an installer. They can design their own system, and it's just no longer a complicated product. So you can just almost pick one off an online shelf and install it within about 10 minutes and you're ready to go and your home's secure.
I mean, what I remember about having quotes from major security companies in the past for CCTV-based systems is that they could run up to quite a lot of money. Yeah. Has the smart home generally helped customers achieve that for a lot less?
Yes, it has. Yeah. So there was often cases where you'd end up paying more for the installation than you would for the system. And that's just sort of almost been eradicated now. There's been a high uplift in DIY security anyway. But then particularly with the smart products, yeah, it's a lot easier to install it yourself now. So it's just become a sort of a less scary product, if you know what I mean. It can be quite intimidating to look at a CCTV kit, but it's just not, it's not like that anymore.
Of course, most home security systems that a consumer would pick up off the shelf require a lot of self-monitoring. Yes. But that's very easy these days, isn't it?
It's so easy. It's a lot of the systems now, the smart ones, come with their own app, and it almost does it for you. You get a notification on your phone, you click on it, you're through, and your camera's active on your phone. It's so easy now.
Can you explain what Swan has to offer in that sort of field?
Yeah, so we put a lot of time and effort into the Swan security app, and where we're quite unique is regardless of sort of your system. So you could have a wired-in system that's been professionally installed, and you could have some smart cameras around your home. It all links into Swan's app. So you open it up and all your cameras are there. They're all displayed. You can pick which one you want to view. You get notifications sent through to your phone from the specific camera. So I have a couple set up at mine and the doorbell, and it will say, you know, there's activity in your back garden. And it shows it on the phone virtually immediately. If you've got strong enough Wi-Fi, I should say. So yeah, it's just it's nice that it's all in one ecosystem, in one app, just ready to go.
Actually, you've touched upon a point, is that Wi-Fi is quite essential. A good solid Wi-Fi is quite essential to a home security setup, isn't it?
Yeah. So we're so Swan is a global company, and you hear it's what has quite a big impact on it is how well the houses are built in the UK. So in Australia and in the States, which are our other two big markets that we're in, where they've got wooden houses or, you know, construction that isn't brick like ours, they never seem to have issues with Wi-Fi. But it's important to remember that I found out when I joined Swan that a brick wall takes away about 5 meters of reach with your Wi-Fi. So you do have to have a strong Wi-Fi system to be able to access them all conveniently.
Yeah, I have steel girders through the sort of like between the floors in my home, and it means that nothing goes upstairs, nothing at all. So I would, a little bit of advice for people out there, either Ethernet, try and get a wired connection going upstairs, or a good mesh network.
Yeah, that's what I've heard as well. The mesh network's the way to go.
Back to smart doorbells. They've become extremely popular in a relatively short amount of time. Why do you think that is?
I think it was like a perfect storm of a number of different things. So there's a little bit of the ease of the lockdown restrictions to it. More and more people are going out, and it's nice to feel a bit more secure and have a camera at home. But then there was such a monumental boost in online shopping that you're sort of getting a package delivered to your door every day. And where things like Amazon Prime exist, and almost every retailer now does next day delivery, it's sort of created an impatience in our culture. Like, I know me and most people, I'd rather come home and have a package waiting on the doorstep than wait until the weekend or another day when I'm available. So it just creates that bit of security that when someone comes to your door, you can speak to them through the doorbell and say, just leave it at the side, mate. And then you don't have to worry about it because you can keep an eye on it. So you don't have to worry about people nicking it. And then the thing that you've wanted next day is waiting for you when you get home from work. I just think it's just been made so easy to not have to worry about it.
Communicating with people through cameras, not only the video doorbells, but also a security camera, say at the back of your house, is quite an important step that we couldn't really do before.
Yeah, it's like an easy deterrent as well. you can warn people off, or you can just instruct people. It's such a handy extra feature to have that you almost think, how do we get this far without it?
Do you think that your products generally are a great deterrent, that criminals can see them externally and it will stop them coming near a home that they think is all connected?
That's what we hear a lot. Yeah, so particularly at my home, I know it's worked. We had a classic situation of a skip on the drive and someone's walked onto my driveway to try and have something out of it. And you can see on the video, he spots the camera and he walks away immediately. So yeah, I think it's equally as good as catching people when they're trying to burgle you or do something that you're not happy about. And I'd say it's equal impact as a deterrent as well.
What should people look for when they're installing a smart home security system? How should they start, for example?
For me personally, it's reliability would be the one thing I look for above everything else. A lot of smart home gadgets are quite temperamental, and that's the nature of the beast. And most times it's absolutely fine. But I'd say you can't really have that with security. That the point of you buying it is that it's giving you a peace of mind. So if you're worrying about the signal dropping out or it not giving you a notification when it should, you won't get that peace of mind from your purchase. So reliability is definitely number one for me personally. And the other thing is ease of use. You don't want it to be complicated. You're trying to secure your home in the easiest way possible, so you don't have to worry. So if you have to worry about the ecosystem that you've got or connecting it or any of that, then it sort of defeats the purpose. So I'd say reliability and ease of use are the two that I'd go for.
You also probably want it to be almost invisible to yourself, not necessarily to the burglars, but in that respect that you don't want to be constantly checking your phone all the time just to make sure that your telly's still there.
Yeah, absolutely. So what you can do with the Swan security app is you can design it so it only goes off for what matters to you. And what I mean by that is if you've got, so one of my cameras points out the front of my house, but I've got there's a system on the app you can block off what you don't want it to go off for. So anything beyond my drive, my camera doesn't activate. And then there's also, you can set it to size and temperature, because I've got a cat as well. I don't want it constantly going off with the cat walking around and things like that. So you can set it to go off with what you want it to. And then you don't have to worry about it. Then you look at it when your phone goes off. Other than that, you know everything's fine.
The only other thing I do always want to catch, though, is the bin men, because they just throw my food bin down the street. And I've managed to catch them a few times. What other ways can connected devices generally help around the home? Because obviously the home security side of it is part of a bigger smart home picture. And you can really invest in a hell of a lot of this. So what other ways can connected devices help?
Well, it's bordering on a joke now. I mean, short of washing and dressing you, they pretty much cover everything. You feel like you wake up at the start of Wallace and Gromit. You can have an ecosystem in your house where you just talk to a little box in your living room and it'll control your lighting, your heating, security, play music for you, do your shopping, read your recipe. It just about creates anything that you want it to, really. And it all goes towards having a simple, easy and time efficient life, which I think is what we're all after, really.
So are there any Swan products, such as the doorbell, that you would recommend as sort of like a first purchase for somebody?
Oh, yeah. There's so when I joined Swan, I won't lie, I had absolutely no concept of CCTV at all. Didn't understand how it worked. And one of the reasons was because I didn't understand it. And I saw a box full of cables and thought, no, I'm not messing about with that. So if you're looking to get started in CCTV, I'd go for our smart products. We have some cameras called we have one called a Cam B, which is just, it's a nice little black camera that's completely wireless. It's got quite a long battery life. You can just mount it as simply as possible wherever you like. You connect it to your phone, then you get a notification when it goes off. And the doorbell as well is another great starting point as well. That's pretty simple. You can wire that in for more reliability, but it is Wi-Fi enabled as well. stick that on your front door, connect it to the app, and you're away. And if you want, you can get both, and then it all connects through the same app, which is what I've done personally.
Then further down the line, you can actually just add additional devices.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And it'll all collect through the same app as well. It's quite strange, really. Like I said, I didn't really have any concepts of CCTV when I joined Swan, and I got my first camera, and then I just became sort of fascinated by it. And then before you know it, one camera turns to two, and then you've got the doorbell, and then you've got a full ecosystem in your house. And it's quite nice, really. I have like family live that quite close to me, and I just like freaking them out because I can see more or less everything they're doing when they come near the house.
Finally, what innovations in smart security do you think we'll see in the future? Where do you see the industry going?
I think we're going to get to the stage where you have full kits now that are almost entirely wireless. And then I think there's going to be sort of an introduction to external monitoring soon into that space. So it'll almost be like you don't have to worry about anything at all. You buy your kit, you set it up, and then even to the point where someone else worries about it. And I just think it'll almost become that you don't even know it's there until you have to. I just think the way technology is advancing, it's just going to go to the point where you don't have to worry about it, and it will be in more and more homes, and yeah.
Now we finish this special Pocket Lint podcast with a few of our own tips and tricks to remember when considering a smart home security setup, including some things you might not have previously thought. Britta joins me now to give us her suggestions. So Britt, what's your first tip to keep in mind when opting for a smart solution to home security?
I'd say probably remember that there's subscription fees with a lot of different devices. So if you actually want to save footage and download it, if you needed it, for example, to show anybody or the police or anything, you would actually need a subscription in order to be able to do that with most of them.
That's something that has tripped up a few of my family members, in fact, when they've bought these devices and they've not really considered that. And it's okay to, when you've got a parcel being delivered and you look at your phone, but they then, like a couple of days later, they haven't got any footage of any of the motion that they wanted to save. So you do have to pay. It's generally not very much though, is it?
No, it's not normally that much, but it is certainly an extra cost to consider because you're paying it every month and you're paying it until you don't want that footage or you don't want that feature anymore. Although a lot of them, that subscription does typically mean that you get some extra other features as well, not just downloadable footage. So it's normally worth it, but obviously you need to consider that in terms of your budget and everything.
And the subscription can cover multiple cameras around the home. Yeah. So yeah, it's worth considering. Okay, what's another good tip?
I would say, so there's chimes with a lot of the video doorbells, but you need to make sure that you, either the doorbell that you're buying comes with that, or that it's compatible with one, because there are some where only a wired version is compatible with a chime, for example. And then therefore, if you're not going to buy the chime, you would need to make sure that your smartphone is with you, basically, because that's the only way you're going to be getting the notification.
Actually, as a double tip on top of that, is also know about your notifications on your smartphone. Make sure that you have them switched on, because otherwise you might find that you're getting people come to your door or motion to being detected, but you're not being notified on your phone.
Yeah. So I would also say that's another tip about the notifications, though, is you might want to make sure you tailor them, because actually sometimes you don't want notifications coming through on your phone every single time someone walks past your front door, which, depending on what kind of street you live on, that could happen quite regularly. So it's definitely worth filtering those notifications to make sure that either you're setting up activity zones, so it's perhaps in the front of your house, which some of them allow you to do, or you are making sure that you have the notifications you want and just not everything coming through to your phone all the time, because that will kill your battery life as well. So that's not ideal.
That's a great tip. And also another one, and I actually wrote this for our Home Security Week, is figure out how to change the tone.
Yes.
Because there's been more than one meeting where you, myself, Chris, and a few of the other Pocket Lint members, all our ring doorbell goes off and we have no idea which one it is.
Yeah, no one knows whose ring's gone off today.
We've all got the same tone. So yeah, do tailor it to yourself, and you can actually tailor different, like for example, if you've got a rear security camera and a front doorbell, you can tailor it so that you have different tones per device, and therefore you know where the notification is coming from.
Yeah, exactly, which is perfect. Then you know if you need to sort of consider your back door or the front. So that's definitely a great tip there, I'd say. That's goes on to another tip, which is getting a smart display, which a lot of them are compatible with, and also they're compatible with TVs, some of them as well, that allow you to, so you'll see who's at your door when it rings, when it appears on your screen. So that's quite a good way to avoid always having the always having your smartphone on you at all times. You can do like visitor announcements and stuff with some of them, which allows you to then get notified throughout your house if you happen to have the compatible speakers in order to be able to do that.
That's great. Any more?
The last one I'd say is actually smart lights, because whilst you might consider home security and you might automatically go, oh, what about cameras? I would say smart lights are also really important when it comes to a home security system, just because if you're on holiday or you're away, yes, it's all well and good to have the cameras to show, like, see who's near your house and whatever. But I mean, Home Alone's a prime example, right? He used it. He used the lights turning on and the dancing in the tree to be able to suggest that someone was home. So I would say that smart lights and being able to sort of set them to come on when you want them to, and also some of them allow you to set them to come on randomly, so that actually does all the legwork for you. I definitely think they're important, building them. And a lot of them are compatible with all of the different platforms, whether that's Apple's HomeKit, Google or Alexa. So they're all sort of across the board, which is great.
Also, it's worth remembering that smart lights draw a relatively small amount of power.
Yeah.
So you can set them to come on and off and also come on randomly while you're away, but they won't really make a massive impact to your energy costs, which is huge at the moment for all of us.
Exactly. Yeah, no, good tip there.
And that's it for another Pocket Lint podcast. I've been Rick Henderson. I'll be returning soon with a new episode where we'll bring you the latest from the world of tech. In the meantime, please rate us on the podcast platform of your choice, and or let us know what you think of the podcast on Twitter at @PocketLint.com. No hyphen. Until next time, have a jolly spiffing time, and we'll catch up again soon. Tatty bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.